Steven Spielberg's new sci-fi film Disclosure Day is number one at the box office from over the weekend, as Michael Kastner reports.
People have a right to know the truth.
This is a story about us. All of us.
It brought in $44 million in its opening weekend, well above the previously anticipated $35 million haul. Obsession came in second place at the weekend box office, bringing in $19 million. Scary Movie, Backrooms, and Masters of the Universe round out the top five movies.
A lot of excitement about Toy Story 5 debuting this week, right? On Friday. Also, this day in history, in 1884, the first roller coaster in the U.S. was operational at Coney Island in New York. Ford Motor Company was incorporated on this day in 1903. In 1961, on this day, ballet dancer Rudolf Nureyev defected from the Soviet Union to the West when his dance troupe was in Paris. And on this day in 1970, ever see the movie Brian Song? Yeah, Chicago Bears football player Brian Piccolo died with his best friend Gale Sayers at his side. Piccolo was a running back like Sayers. Piccolo's story was recounted in the movie Brian's Song. Let's see if we can remember. James Caan played Brian Piccolo, and Billy Dee Williams played Gale Sayers. All right, and finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goss, Live in Grace, Walk in Love, a 365-day journey. For June 16th, wise people know the right arguments to lose. Matthew 7:3 says, why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? And Goff says, I grew up in a family where my sister and I didn't get along very well. God's idea of putting us in families wasn't a mistake. It was a terrific idea. It's great having people bring us soup when we're sick and help to rake the leaves. When we're kids, a sibling becomes a built-in playmate to find mischief together. One of the biggest ways families are a gift is how they teach us to disagree with one another. Here's why. Goff says, our family shows us that our feelings matter and people are meant to have different perspectives and opinions. We find out early on that sometimes we're right and sometimes we're wrong. We also have the opportunity to learn that most times being right isn't as important as staying in our relationships. We also learn to say we're sorry and make amends when we've hurt someone's feelings. All this is a good warm-up for the rest of our lives. We'll encounter people we disagree with every day, and Jesus calls us to love those people, not just tolerate them. Jesus never told us to be right. He told us to be gracious. He told us to love people who disagree with us and to even love our enemies. There are ways to disagree poorly and well, but love knows how to do it right and do it often. Final paragraph. Wise people know the right arguments to lose. The fact is, it's most of them. If it's more important for you to be right than to be like Jesus, then it's time to get back to the basics of your faith and your relationships. Good relationships can last a lifetime. Don't let an argument spoil even a few moments. Today's question, what plank do you have in your own eye? It's the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family. We got a message yesterday from a WIB listener who had said to us, I guess it was about 8:45 yesterday morning, good morning, Mark and Caleb. Just wondering if you could play a Phillips, Craig, and Dean song in honor of John Fields being in heaven with Jesus 1 year today. Maybe their Revelation song. Thanks much. Somebody responded later in the afternoon. But, yeah, remembering John right here.
I listen to the Wake Up Show every morning. Well, between 5:30 and 6, I get up. And I like the program. It's very good. Have a blessed day.
Well, here is that song in memory of our dear brother, WWIB, 56 degrees. Good morning.
As part of this year's We've Got Your Back campaign, we invite you to join us for a one-day challenge this Friday. Thanks to our sponsors, we'll begin the day with $2,000 and see how big we can make that fund grow before the end of the day. All proceeds will be divided evenly between two local veterans organizations. Here's more on one of them.
This is Tony Faulkner, founder of Vets Fighting for Vets. The mission of Vets Fighting for Vets is to combat veteran suicide and homelessness in West Central Wisconsin, as well as networking veterans together once they return home. We also offer equine therapy, Thanksgiving meals, and Christmas presents for veterans' families in need, as well as many other events during the year.
Will you help us? This year's We've Got Your Back campaign is presented by Marquardt Motors, Buick, and GMC. Thank you to Superior Sealers, Avenue Orchard, Metropolis Resort in Action City, and Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Let's show our veterans how much they are loved. If you'd like to help, just go to wwib.com/We've Got Your Back.
This is crazy because guess who caller five was once they heard the June Dairy Month cow? Caller, introduce yourself.
Tony Faulkner from Menominee.
There we go, Tony in Menominee. We just heard him in the We've Got Your Back campaign ad, and he's going to be here Friday here as we try to raise as much funds as we can for these two terrific organizations. In fact, Tony, I was going to just play a recorded comment on the heels of the We've Got Your Back, and so let me just finish off and say congratulations. You won yourself the Value Basket from Culver's and the Concrete Mixer presented by your Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake Culver's restaurant. So congratulations, and that'll work out well. You can pick up your prize on Friday, but maybe just tell us about what the one-day challenge, whatever help we've been able to provide the last couple of years, what you guys have been up to, and how you're looking forward to Friday.
It's been amazing to do something like this, not only to help the veterans, but to bring the Christian family and help bring that aspect to veterans, too. A lot of veterans, we feel like we're invincible when we're overseas, and really we have the armor of God and we don't even know it at times. And I'll tell you, that was my story. And I thought, and coming to Jesus and walking in his way really opened my eyes that it wasn't just me doing it or our brothers and sisters doing it. It was the power and the shield of God. And this has helped veterans in many, many ways, from our homeless outreach to our Christmas time gift needs for veteran families that are struggling, and then just every day-to-day stuff that veterans are struggling with, to help them network with other veterans, to help them bring them together and let them know they're not alone in their struggles. The war may have ended overseas, but a lot of them still battle back home and in their heads. And the way to Christ is definitely an easier path to help fight that battle. And I appreciate everybody's support for both these great charities. So yeah, it's been amazing.
Terrific. Well, we can't wait to have you join us in studio on Friday morning. And again, doing all we can and leading up to it. And people can go right now to WIB.com and click on that one day challenge for our veterans and give their support. So we've got 1,000 for you and our other organization this year already, the Pause for a Cause, and so looking to grow that as much as we can. Tony, thanks so much. Congratulations, and we'll see you Friday.
Yep, see you on Friday, Mark. Thank
you. There we go. Our friend Tony Faulkner from Menominee, our winner in our June Dairy Month contest here on WWIB.
We have our one-day challenge coming up this Friday, and we're asking you to help us. Incredible sponsor support we've had this year for our care package campaign and also our one-day challenge for two local veterans organizations. And those two organizations, Vets Fighting for Vets, I think Tony Faulkner was on the air earlier. He and his wife Liz head that up and do some incredible, incredible work to serve veterans in so, so many different ways. Everything from equine therapy and working with homeless veterans to providing Thanksgiving meals and Christmas presents, really anything that veterans need. Tony and Liz and their team do it and never take even a dime back out of it. They want everything that's given to go back to our veterans. So Vets Fighting for Vets is one of the programs that you're helping support, a nonprofit. The other one is Pause for a Cause, and that is a year-long initiative. Chippewa Manor, right here in Chippewa Falls, is partnering with Patriot Canines of Wisconsin. They're out of Wausau, and Chippewa Manor is partnering with them to provide a fully trained, certified service dog to a veteran in need. What I've found recently is that they actually are far enough along in the campaign, this one-year endeavor, that they believe they may, if they get enough support, be able to provide two veterans in need with a fully trained certified service dog. And so you'll be hearing more about both of these organizations throughout this week, and especially on the air on Friday. We're encouraging you, if you can't be around on Friday, would you consider a gift even right now at wwib.com/We've Got Your Back. We've got $1,000 for each one of these organizations, and Lord willing, we'd love to see that grow to $5,000 or more in that single day, you can help us get a head start at WWIV.com. That red banner right at the top of the page if you'd like to give.
And speaking of Pause for a Cause and working with Patriot Canines, let's learn a little bit more from Lonnie.
My name is Lonnie Ruthover, and I'm the executive director of Patriot Canines of Wisconsin. We train psychiatric service dogs as well as now as mobility service dogs and medical alert service dogs for veterans with military-related disabilities. 100% free to the qualified veteran. We're purchasing purpose-bred dogs from quality breeders across the country. And then they go into our prison program, which is called the Pause for Patriots program at Red Granite Correctional Institute in Red Granite, Wisconsin. It's a medium security all men's prison. Those dogs are trained by our inmate trainers there for the first year. And these are guys that, some of these guys have been in our program for almost 5 years already. So these guys would be qualified as trainers in the real world if they were out. It's not just helping veterans, we're helping inmates gain insight on life and giving back to the community.
Sounds like good stuff there from Lonnie. So.
It is.
Yeah, so again, you can give even now a one-day challenge. You get a banner up at WIB.com, one-day challenge for our veterans. Will you help us click on that banner and help us get a head start?
It's Tuesday and time for Tuesday Trivia once again here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Caleb and Halvo with you, and what a great prize we have. Two full event tickets to OneFest 2026. Plus perk parking, and that's courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants in Withy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Cadott. Thank you to D, the owner of those, one of our great coverage sponsors of OneFest year after year. Can you solve this on a Tuesday? Let's find out. 715-723-2555. The question is this. Over half of us have done this. Done what? Over half of us have done what? Over half of us have done this. 715-723-2555 for two full event tickets to OneFest, courtesy again of your locally family-owned A&W restaurants in Withy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Cadott. Very convenient if you're going to OneFest to stop by A&W and Cadott.
That's for sure. All right, people are already calling. They think they know. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jay.
Hi, Jay. In Ladysmith,
hello.
Right? Yeah.
Yep.
All right, what's
so
your guess?
I was thinking, could it be smoking?
Could it be smoking? Over half of us have done this. Is it smoking? Jay, it's not sending you to OneFest this time, buddy, but hopefully. 715-723-2555. Feel free to call us back. Tuesday Trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family.
Even when you were away last week, we were hearing from Jay. I think he's got a 10th birthday coming up. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Oh, okay, Jay, yeah, you again. You snuck back in. Well, all right, go right ahead. What's your second guess?
I was thinking
getting engaged.
Yeah.
Getting engaged. Okay.
Getting engaged. Appreciate the assist. Is it getting engaged? Over half of us have done this.
I mentioned yesterday my daughter, Grace, had done that. Could that be it? That's not what we're looking for. Thank you.
Thank you. 715-723-2555. Over half of us have done this. Done what? Chance to win a couple full event OneFest tickets for OneFest 2026, plus parking, too.
Caleb, Jay, hard at work with two calls already. Let's hope the rest of the listeners not sleeping on it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony.
What do you think?
Morning. Is it skip something, an event, just to relax?
All right, skipping an event just to relax. Over half of us have done this. I feel like the older we get, maybe it's more for introverts like me, but the older we get, it's like,
right.
I have an excuse. I have
yeah.
an excuse.
Right,
and
right.
The,
yeah.
So.
That, Tony, that's not what we're looking for. Thanks. Tony did win Culver's earlier this morning.
Nice.
And we'll hear from him on Friday with Vets Fighting for Vets here. All right, one day challenge, WWIB. All right, again, Caleb, the question. More than half of us have done what, right?
Yeah, over half of us have done this. Done what? 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Linda from Eau Claire.
All right, Linda, good to hear from you. What do you think it is for a pair of OneFest tickets courtesy of A&W?
Traveled outside of the United States.
Oh, yeah. sure. Over half of us have traveled outside of the U.S. Plausible, possible, but
not it.
Thank you.
All right, we'll keep the phones going here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry calling from Osseo.
All right, Sherry, good to hear from you. What do you think here?
I'm going to guess eating a spider, but not on purpose.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's just a crazy guess right out of left
but,
field.
I mean, but it can happen. Sleep with your mouth open, et cetera. Hopefully my kids aren't listening.
And there's so many of those spiders, right, that you don't even imagine. You walk into one in the kitchen. That is not what we're looking for. Thank you.
But great specificity, because I think Sherry from Osseo knows that's the kind of off-the-wall thing that could solve a Tuesday trivia question on a Tuesday.
We're going to take three more and then moving on to after 8:15. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lindsay from Ball Creek.
Lindsay, good to hear from you. What's your guess?
Is it go to a concert?
Go to a concert. Yeah, over half of us have done this.
That's a great guess, but not what we're looking for.
Over half of us have done what? 715-723-2555.
Two more guesses this hour. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chloe from Menominee.
What do you think, Chloe?
I think it's been on a plane.
Been on a plane? Okay. I have not been on a plane for a while. And again, very plausible guess.
Chloe, good to hear from you. It's been a while since we've heard from you, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think so. All right.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. That is not what we're looking for. Thank you, Chloe. Good day. She likes to participate there in Menominee. All right, one last guest here until after 8:15. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, it's me, Jay, again for one last guess.
Jay, all right, Jay. Began, let's end it here. What's your third guess here?
I tend to do this with my brother, and when I was thinking about how I'm doing fishing instead this year, I decided, why not, could it be hunting?
Could it be hunting? Over half of us have done this. Over half of us have gone hunting.
It could be, but absolutely, it's not it.
Good guesses, though, everyone. Jay, great participation. Getting through three times, but to no avail yet. We'll bring this back after 8:15. Again, this giveaway, courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants in Withy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Kanad. Two full Event One Fest tickets on the line.
After 8:15, heard from a caller earlier this morning on our listener line at 715-396-1670.
Hi, good morning. I'm just calling. I've moved away from Chippewa Falls, and now I'm back in the area just going through, being able to put on your station again. I really miss listening to you. It brightens my day, and the positivity is just awesome. I wish all radio stations were as good as yours. God bless and take care. Bye-bye.
Tuesday Trivia continues here on WWIB.
And we have a pair of full event tickets to One Fest on the line, courtesy of A&W Restaurants. You've done an impressive job of rattling off all their locations this morning. So,
yeah, our friend Dee, A&W Restaurants that she owns in Withy, Spencer, Colby, Altoona, Stanley, and Kadat. And we appreciate their support of our coverage and promotion of One Fest.
And so this morning we had some good guesses on the line earlier. More than half of us do what? That's the question. More than half of us do what? And so for a pair of full event tickets to One Fest, including parking courtesy of your area A&W, give us some more guesses. We had some good ones earlier.
715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Over half of us have done this, done what? 715-723-2555. For your chance to call in and win two full event tickets to One Fest plus parking. Again, that's this year's One Fest, July 31st through August 2nd.
All right, I'm going to predict this is Chloe in Menominee. Let's see if I'm right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Chloe's mom calling for her.
All right. Okay. What's your...
Going swimming.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Gone swimming.
Going swimming. Over half of us have done this, gone swimming. Be a great activity, but...
That's not it. Sorry.
Not it. Maybe it's more than half.
Yeah.
715-723-2555. Over half of us have done what? 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mike from the Crow.
Hi, Mike. You want those One Fest tickets. What do you think it is?
Yeah, I really want those tickets. I think forgetting our keys.
Forgetting your keys. Over half of us have done this. Forget your keys. I've done that from time to time. Is that what it is?
Sorry, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Call us back. 715-723-2555. This giveaway courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants in Withy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Kadat.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Linda from Ridgeland Prairie Farm area.
Hi, Linda. What's your guess?
Hi.
Locked my keys in my car.
Ah, okay. So not lost them, but maybe locked them in your car.
I have done that, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. That's both of those are horrible feelings, right? Could that be it? It's not what we're looking for. Thanks, Linda.
Over half of us have done this. It's not locked your keys in your car. Hopefully way less than half for that.
Yeah,
that is
yeah.
not a good feeling at all.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Mark and Caleb. It's Linda from Chippewa.
Hi, Linda.
Back-to-back
Linda's here.
Okay, yeah. I'm thinking it's putting something somewhere and then forgetting where you put it.
All right. Setting something down, forgetting where you put it.
Could that be it? That's not it. Thank you, Linda. Well, we get three Lindas in a row. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Henry from Courtesy Care Menominee.
Hey, right. Henry, what do you think, friend?
I would say go to church.
Go to church. Over half of us have done this. Is it go to church?
It's not, but good try.
Call us back. 715-723-2555.
We'll take three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry calling from Whitehall.
Hi, Sherry.
I want to say half of us have driven a car.
Over half of us have done this, driven a car.
That is not it. Sorry, Sherry.
Good to hear from Whitehall, though. 715-723-2555.
Two more here this go-around. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tom. I'm calling from Menominee.
All right, Tom in Menominee, what do you think?
How about hurt ourselves by breaking a bone?
Oh, okay.
Broken a bone.
Could that be it for two tickets to One Fest courtesy of A&W? Sorry, Tom.
715-723-2555. Last guess this go-round.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Oh, hello? Okay, nothing doing. All right, one more here. I think we got all the buttons pushed right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry from Whitehall again.
All right, Sherry, last try.
Over half of us own their own home.
Okay, over half of us have done this. Own a home, bought a home.
Yeah, could that be it? Sorry.
Good guesses, though. 715-723-2555. When we come back in 20 or so minutes here on the WIB Wake Up Show, to give you another shot at Tuesday Trivia. Hi, number three, Tuesday Trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Havel on WWIB, where we are family. WWIB is your hometown One Fest station, one of our great coverage and promotion sponsors for our One Fest coverage this year. Your family-owned A&W restaurants in Withy's, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Cannot. Very convenient if you're going to One Fest in Cannot. And Dee and her crew there are sponsoring this giveaway of two full event One Fest tickets and parking. Again, looking to hear from you at 715-723-2555. Over half of us have done what? Over half of us have done this. 715-723-2555 to call in and hopefully win on a Tuesday.
We've had a lot of good guesses. Some people more than one guess. And so far, nothing doing. Will this question move on to Win It Wednesday? We'll determine that in the next couple of minutes. 723-2555, 723-2555. Everybody wants these tickets, understandably. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Linda from Ridgeland, Wisconsin.
Linda, what's your guess?
It just escaped me. Sorry.
Okay.
No problem.
All right.
Oh.
Over half of us have done this.
Oh, dialed the wrong phone number.
Dialed the wrong phone number. It's happened.
Could that be it? That's not it. Yeah, it could be more than half, for sure. Yeah.
Thank you for the call from Ridgeland. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Keep those calls coming. Beyond Linda.
We've heard from Ladysmith, Menominee, Eau Claire, Osseo, Fall Creek, La Crosse, Ridgeland, Chippewa Falls, Whitehall, some of those communities multiple times. Over half of us have done what? Over half of us have done this. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
All right. Lindas are owning the morning. What's your guess?
I guess so. I think possibly doing a walk or run for something that would benefit.
Okay.
Something.
All right. Like a charity walk or run. All right.
Thoughtful guess, but unfortunately, Linda, that's not what we're looking for. Thanks.
Good guess, though. 715-723-2555. Over half of us have done this.
The way this typically works, if we don't get a winner here, we take it on, let you sleep on it after 7:15 tomorrow morning, and then the first clue would come after 7:45. Over half of us have done what for a pair of One Fest tickets, courtesy of your area A&W restaurants. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike from La Crosse.
Hi,
again.
Mike. What do you think?
Missed work.
Missed work.
Yeah.
Over half of us have done this missed work. That seems very plausible for over half of the population.
It does. But that's not what we're looking for. Thanks, Mike.
715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tamara from Cornell.
All right, Tamara, what's your guess?
Broken a bone.
Broken a bone. That was a few guesses before you, so we'll give you a backup guess.
Had a car wreck.
Got in a car wreck. Over half of us have done this.
Could that be it? That's not what we're looking for. Thanks, Linda.
Yeah, it's Tamara for Cornell. Yeah. Appreciate the Lindas and the Tamaras.
I know.
And every name that ends with A or another letter.
I knew it ended in A. All right, thanks. Trying to do more than one thing at a time. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? We'll take three more here.
Hi, this is Sherry from Wino calling you again.
All right, Sherry.
We've rescued a dog or cat.
Rescued a dog or cat.
Could that be what more than half of us have done? That's not it. Sorry, Sherry.
715-723-2555. Over half of us have done this. Can we get a winner on a Tuesday trivia day?
Take two more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Annette from Mondovi.
All right, Annette. What do you think?
I haven't done this, but cheated on our taxes.
Cheated on their taxes. Okay. Good to clarify right away. Over half of us have done this. And it could be cheating inadvertently. I mean, those forms are kind of difficult.
Yeah, we don't want the IRS to come knocking saying, I heard your radio guest. Could that be it? It's not. Thank you, Annette. One more try. You are the last hope of Western Wisconsin. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bob from Eau Claire.
All right, Bob. First call of the day from you.
Raced somebody in a car.
Over half of us have done this. Is it raced someone in a car?
Yeah. One of my guy friends acknowledged this not that long ago that he kind of did that toe on the line, but that is not it. Sorry.
We'll do this again tomorrow. Tuesday Trivia morphs into Win It Wednesday. Your chance once again to win two full event tickets to One Fest this year, plus parking courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants in Whiffy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Cadott.